Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Haven't been an awful good girl.
Well, Santa while you baby, may think your day is a busy one today, getting that last minute shopping done, preparing a few meals maybe, I currently have on the line the man who is definitely busier than you. He is, I believe it is safe to say, the busiest man in the world today. Exactly. Santa Claus, Saint Nick, good afternoon.
Merry Christmas to you, Michelle. Is this Michelle?
It is.
WTOP. Oh, my goodness. It's always a pleasure to chat with my friends at WTOP each year. I always love having a chance to communicate with my young friends throughout the Washington, D.C. area.
We so love having you on the air. And, you know, I'm going to admit, because you even mentioned your young friends, and sadly, I'm not as young as I once was.
Yes, but you know what? I do have you here on my good... Oh, I don't see it now.
But well, just pencil it in. Yeah, that'd be great. But for my interview with you today, I decided to consult some real pros, which are my nieces and nephew, and they had lots of questions. So are you ready?
Right. Of course. I'd love to hear them.
All right, here's the first one.
Do you have any help delivering your presents, or do you do it alone?
Ooh, do you have help delivering the presents?
Oh, my God. You know, that's a very good question, you know. Well, you know, I have my reindeer, who are a big help to Santa, and all the elves at the North Pole, they help me load my sleigh, and but the reindeer are my biggest help, you know. And when I arrive at someone's home on the roof, you know, I always make sure that they have some carrots and some straw, because that's what they like to have for their breakfast while I come down and have some cookies and milk. You see.
Now, you see, I have a question that follows right on that, which is...
Oh, yes, please.
And this one, I don't know if you can answer this one. It might be one you have to be careful with here. You ready?
Yes.
Which reindeer is your favorite?
Oof, which...
Oh, no. Well, Santa tries not to play favorites, you know. But I'm sure most of the children there know about my lead reindeer. You know, Rudolph is my lead reindeer because he's got that bright red nose, and he shines the way through the clouds and the snow and the sleet. So he's a very valuable part of the team.
Very important.
All of my reindeer are just wonderful.
Very important. It takes all of them to get you there, right?
Of course.
All right. All right, here's your next question. This relates to that list you were checking twice a few minutes ago.
How many kids are on the naughty list and how many kids are on the nice list this year?
You know what? That's a very good question also. You know, I have so many more names on my good list, on my nice list. You know, and that's really the way it comes out just about every year. Because I know that children certainly want to be good. And they love their mothers and fathers and their siblings. And they're good at heart. So it always turns out that way. Isn't that a good thing?
I think that is an excellent thing.
Yes.
And so, Santa, my final question for you kind of relates to those kids that maybe think they're on that line and want to make sure they're on the good list. Here we go.
Hi, Santa. What's your favorite cookie?
That's an easy one. That's chocolate chip, you know.
Chocolate
you know, I like to have a glass of milk, though, with my chocolate chip cookies. But, you know, Mrs. Claus says skim milk, if you will, because, you know, Santa's trying to watch his waistline just a little bit.
Hey, I work with that same logic. With lots of cookies, with skim milk, it all evens out at the end of the day.
Exactly. So that's right. Now, remind me, Michelle, you're in the Washington, D.C. area, isn't that right?
Yes, that is true.
We're high over Australia now. You know, we're making our deliveries already because it's different times, different parts of the world, you know. But I do remember in the Washington, D.C. area, I do want to shout out to my good friends in Berryville, Virginia, the Greens. They're, you know, Nathaniel is 5 years old now, and Gloria is 3, and Max is just a little boy, but he's going to grow up to love Santa, too. So Santa wanted to do a shout out to Nathaniel, Gloria, and Max in Berryville, Virginia.
Wonderful. We know you're going to spend plenty of time here with us tonight, and we appreciate it.
You, Well, of course. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Good luck on your journey.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.